Then throw something at me. I'd like to call the June meeting of the Mount Vernon Wetlands Commission to order. Second?
A second, Matt?
Utterly unprepared. Commissioner Bellucci, Rashto Akalini, Commissioner Leclerc is present, dialing in, and Commissioner Brush. First order of business is approval of minutes of the May 21st regular meeting.
To make a motion to approve the May 21st, 2026 regular meeting minutes.
Second it.
All right, any discussion? Commissioner Rashto made a motion. Commissioner Leclerc seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Did you abstain or did you say approve?
I approve.
Okay. All in favor? Motion carries. No public hearing, no show cause hearing. Any remarks to the public not relating to items on the agenda? Any remarks to the public not relating to items on the agenda? Okay. Old business, Noble Hill Road. Owner Jeffrey Phillips and Jennifer Michaels. Update ongoing enforcement action. Cease and correct act order for unpermitted activities within the wetland area.
Stacy Radford, Zoning and Wetlands Officer, for the record. So since last month, a pre-construction meeting was held on June 12, 2026, as a condition of approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The applicant's aware that a follow-up inspection will be required once the work has been finalized, along with the submission of an as-built to confirm compliance with the approved plan. I would expect that all work approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission will be completed, inspected, and approved within 6 months to a year. All requirements of the Inland Wetlands Commission show cause hearing have been addressed by the applicant, and at this time, staff recommends that the commission close this application.
So, just trying to think where the wetlands were in.
They were on the outer skirts.
Yeah.
The work that he's doing now has nothing to do with any of the wetland area.
Okay. Do we want to do a site walk before we close it? I mean, normally you do an inspection and then we say, this was kind of a...
I did do an inspection of the work that was required by the Inland Wetlands permit, and everything was completed in accordance with that plan.
Right. So I don't...
Just because the show cause hearing was continuing.
Yeah. Is the show cause hearing closed?
That's what I'm suggesting we close now.
Okay. So the work is done, it's been inspected, so we close the show cause hearing. I don't think we need to close the permit, right?
No, not close the permit, but close this application.
Yeah.
This application was specific to the show cause hearing.
Yep. Okay, I see what you're saying. All right.
In that case, I make a motion that all requirements of this commission have been met, addressed, reviewed, and approved.
I'll second it.
Do we need to say and... We're going to close the show cause hearing?
Probably.
And in that case, we will close the show cause hearing.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries unanimously. I didn't miss it. Okay, 26 item C3, 428 Fire Street. The owner applicant Mark DeRocher for regular activities to make repairs to the driveway and wetlands and the upland review area.
So Stacy Radford, Zoning and Wetlands Officer, for the record. On May 26, 2026, staff forwarded a copy of the town soil scientist's comments of May 26, 2026 to the applicant, Mark DeRosa, his engineer, John Martucci, and his land surveyor, John Felice. Mr. DeRosa requested that I only communicate with him directly. On June 12, 2026, I sent the applicant, Mark DeRosa, a follow-up email requesting a final version of the wetlands report and restoration plan from his soil scientist, including details of the proposed contours, stream channel limits, stream channel restoration, soil specifications, a future inspection schedule, and proposed wetland plantings as requested by the town soil scientist. I additionally requested a final report from his engineer, constituting the final design of the wetland stream crossing, overlaid with the mitigation plan to be supplied by a soil scientist, also requested by the town soil scientists. On June 16th, 2026, the applicant hand-delivered two documents. Those copies are attached to your staff report. One was a wetland restoration plan prepared by Rich Snorsky, certified soil scientist, and the second was a hand-drawn sketch from John Martucci, his engineer. Both of these documents have been forwarded to Bob Russo of CLA on behalf of the town of Montville for his comments, and they are still pending at this time. Mr. Jerosha is here if you have any questions for him. But at this time, based on the fact that we still have outstanding comments from Bob Russo, I would suggest that we continue this.
And we still don't have actual plans.
No, what he gave us were two documents. One was a wetland restoration plan, and the second was a hand-drawn diagram from John Martucci. I did attach those in everyone's packet, or my admin did, so hopefully.
So when are we going to see? We're supposed to see this stuff this month. When are we going to see the plans?
Mark DeRosa, 428 Fire Street. You should have the plan on file. The plan from the surveyor. Is that what you're looking for?
No, the actual construction documents for what's going to be done.
I submitted that the last time. The location of the plan from the engineer and the area that the soil scientist recommends, what he recommended, the excavation of some dirt and some planting every foot on center, the three different kinds of plants.
Last time we requested a plan, and we, Commissioner
Majewski,
I was going to say him, noted that they hadn't been stamped.
The stamp is on the engineered plan.
Okay. So we've got that.
This is what he's referring to as the engineered plan.
Yeah, we need a complete plan. This is a plan of, I'm not sure what that's a plan of. We need a plan with it showing what's going to be done. Where is this? Where's the plan showing where this is?
It's on the map that I submitted the last time. You have to look at the map. It's highlighted in different colors where it's going to cross the road.
You mean this topographical survey?
Yeah, the one I submitted with the location, the big map that had the highlighted areas where the planting would be. It's a huge map.
This?
Yeah, that's the...
This is what he's referring
to. That is just an 8x11 copy of the big map. That's what you need is the big map. But that's just an 8x11 of all where the work is going to be. There's not going to be any work anywhere other than that in those areas.
If you look in Section 7 of our regs about the application requirements, this does not meet that. You know, we need a site plan with the proposed activity, existing conditions in relation to the wetlands and watercourses. Look through that and get us a map that meets all those requirements, because it's not our job to sort through all this stuff to figure out what's where. We need a complete set of plans so that we can review them and act on them.
There is a plan.
Here,
There is a plan. You have the plan, correct? The
big plan. I don't see one that meets these requirements.
This plan? This is existing conditions.
Yeah, that's the plan from the the surveyor. Okay? Then the highlighted plan, which you have, that plan right there is the work that's going to be performed.
But I believe what they're explaining to you is that this is not acceptable.
That's a couple of that's a plot plan and a sketch. If you look on section 7, there's a listing in there of what's required for a plan. That's what we need.
Okay.
Talk to your engineer, tell him this is what we want, and have him put it together.
Okay. You want him to put it on, you want him to put his paperwork on that map.
So there's one plan.
Yeah, one plan.
All
okay.
the stuff. Not just
That's
a bunch
what you
of
want,
stuff
one plan.
Together.
Okay.
So we should have the existing conditions that Boundaries did, and then there should be a plan, a big plan like this, showing everything else that is being proposed to
I'll
be done.
Have the civil engineer put his drawing on the plan there so you can see it in one, look at it in one thing. I'll have him put it on there.
Right.
And then I'll
get
Rich to, I'll have Rich sign the paperwork, and I'll have him sign that plan right there.
And have your engineer look through this, Section 7, and make sure it's going to meet those requirements.
Section 7. Okay.
But I would be careful having another engineer work on another document belonging to Boundaries. There's strict guidelines about them submitting their own plans. So check with your engineer before they overlay something over the top of this.
Okay. All right.
That's just something to do with the state of Connecticut, so I'm just letting you know that.
Okay. I'm going to say this. You asked for a plan, I got you a plan. You asked for a signature of a document that says how we're going to engineer under the road, you got that. A stamp, you got that, and you got a signature from a soil scientist. Now you want everything on the paper.
Yeah.
What else do you want?
It's in Section 7.
Section 7.
It needs to be one thing. It needs to be all in one document.
Thank you very much.
This is like a bunch of documents. I think we need a motion to continue this.
Yes. So there is a motion in your packet, a motion to continue it.
I see that. I make a motion to continue application number 26IWC3-428 Fire Street, parcel ID 014-003-000, Oakdale, Connecticut, owner applicant Mark Desrosier, for regulated activities within the wetlands and upland review area for repairs to an existing driveway due to flooding until the next regularly scheduled meeting on July 16th of 2026.
I second.
Any discussion?
I think this discussion's been had.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's a disorganized mess, and I'm not sure what I'm looking at. So. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. In new business, 26IWC8, Old Colchester Road, applicant Logan Thompson, owner Nicholas Manavas, and Charlene Ashiodo for regulated activities to conduct a timber harvest.
Stacy Bradford, zoning and wetlands officer for the record. This application is for an as-of-right determination for timber harvest in accordance with the Montville Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Regulation Section 4.1.A and Connecticut General Statute Section 22A-40. This application is for three individual vacant parcels, which are defined on the attached map. Parcel 1 is located at Old Colchester Road, parcel ID 022-008-000, and is currently owned by Nicholas Manavas in the estate of Benjamin Salstry, and contains 68.09 acres. Parcel number 2 is located at Old Colchester Road, parcel ID 022-001-000, currently owned by Charlene and Michael Masciotto, and contains 32.91 acres. Parcel number 3 is located at Old Colchester Road, parcel ID 022-009-000, currently owned by Charlene and Michael Pasciotto and contains 35.37 acres. The properties are located in the R120 zone on about 136.37 acres in total, containing regulated wetlands and watercourses, and all three parcels are currently undeveloped. The applicant states the primary goal of this timber harvest is to, quote, maintain and promote a healthy oak-dominated forest. The harvest will focus on removing mature tulip poplar along with lower quality birch and maple to create additional growing space and increase light availability for developing oak regeneration. Selective removal of some oak will also occur in areas where overgrowing is limiting growth, allowing higher quality trees more room to develop, end quote. The applicant further states that, quote, this treatment follows a shelter wood system designed to establish a new generation of forest beneath the partial canopy of the existing stand. By retaining the healthiest and more desirable trees, this approach mimics natural disturbance patterns while maintaining a continuous forest cover. The remaining overstory will provide both seed source and protection, supporting the gradual establishment and growth of a new, well-structured forest over time, end quote. The applicant finally states that, quote, this harvest will be a traditional harvest where all trees designated for harvest will be felled by a chainsaw, a skidder will be used to pile the trees in the forest, then a forwarder will transport the trees to the log landing area. The tops of the trees and residual branches will be slashed 3 feet from the forest floor or lower, end quote. Pursuant to the applicant's narrative, there will be two stream crossings which will be traversed using bridge maps arranged to prevent equipment from coming into contact with wetland soil, and Connecticut 2012 Field Guide of Best Management Practices will be used as reference for this timber harvest. The amount of forest products to be harvested is 136 plus or minus acres, approximately 200,000 board feet and approximately 160 cords. No estimated start date for the timber harvesting operation has been determined, but the applicant states that it will be done during the driest possible time and duration will be approximately 2 to 3 months. There is no proposed harvesting within the wetlands, and therefore staff recommends approval of this proposed application as an as-of-right activity. The applicant, Logan Thompson, is here should the commission have any questions.
The only thing I see, three stream crossings on the map.
Did I miss that?
Oops, sorry. Sorry, Gloria.
Choose the two, but I see the third one on there.
On the map.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's three, and that's what the key says.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
That's okay. You know, one, two, three, as long as you do it right, it could be four or five or six.
Hello.
Hi.
Good evening. I didn't even know there was that much vacant land there.
Mm. Yeah.
That's like across from the old 77 club.
It's
Boys Road.
Around the baseball field.
Surrounds the ball field, yeah.
Up by the ball field.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll say that. I mean, the only issue I see beyond the two that needs to be made into a three. You know, the soil maps were made in 1923 and these were fields. At some point we're going to have to start, you know, maybe not now, but we've got to think about, we want to
get it updated a little bit.
Start requiring people to do a survey. I wouldn't hold this one up because of that, but it's just,
Logan, can you speak briefly about the three crossings versus the two? Your narrative claims there were two, which is where I got my information from. I did
look at
the map,
that could have been a typo on my part. There will definitely be 2 to 3 stream crossings, and we'll be using bridge mats, which are 16 feet long, 4 feet wide, and we'll probably use, you know, numerous in a row so that our equipment's not coming into contact with the wetland soils, and then to reduce the rutting in and out of the stream banks. We'll also choose to cross in like the rockiest kind of flattest area, so there's no dip into the stream or out of the stream. And then utilizing the rocks, so it's a nice hard ground that we're crossing. And then to your point about the soils maps from the town, it's fairly consistent, but wherever there is wetlands, we'll stay out of the wetlands. You know, even if it's unidentified on this map, we don't plan on entering those areas, just because then you create rutting with the machines.
Do you have people that know what wetlands are?
Do I know what wetlands are?
I mean, do you have people who know, can identify the soil?
Oh, yeah. I'm on the ground every day working, so I'm a forester, well aware of what the wetlands are, and I work with one other person. So it's not a big crew of random people out there. It's just me and one other individual.
Did you fill out the application?
Yes.
Let's just change it to the 3 and then initial next to it.
Okay.
you can do that, and then you don't have to worry about.
Oh, right. Perfect. Yeah, that works.
When are you planning to do in the summer now or fall?
Yeah, if we can get to it in the summer. We're on a job right now in Colchester, and then we have to go to Bosser, and then this is the next job. So if it's dry enough, like if the fall, you know, the summer and the fall continue to stay dry, we'll start it. If not, we might wait till the ground freezes and then do it then. But really wouldn't want to be out there if the fall's really wet, just because there is some wet areas that we want to, you know, limit the rutting and mud if possible.
Can't approve it tonight. And we can't approve it tonight, so.
Oh, right.
Ooh, this one you can.
No problem.
This is
as of right.
It's as of right.
Yeah. Well, if you change that, if you go over and change it 2 to a 3.
How do I do that? Can I change that now?
Yeah, you can. It's done all the time.
I have your narrative here. I just had it. It'll be 2. Just cross that out and initial that for me, please. Check the 3. Great.
Okay, I'll do the motion for this one. After giving due consideration to all relevant factors, including those in Section 4 of the Montville Inland Wetlands Regulations and Section 22A-40 of the Connecticut General Statutes, I move that Application 26-IWC-8, submitted by Sustainable Forestry Solutions, LLC, Logan Thompson, on behalf of the property owners, Nicholas Manavas, and the estate of Benjamin Sostry, and Charlene and Michael Paciotto for a timber harvest and more fully described in the timber harvest notification forms dated May 15th, 2026 with the associated timber harvest map is a permitted use as of right and therefore no permits required.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? All right, Mr. Nocolini made a motion. Mr. Rester, second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Carries unanimously. All right. Now, this is the one we're not going to include. 26 item C9, Maple Avenue, Route 163 to the DPW garage. Only African Tony Monville for regular activities for a roadway improvement project.
Stacy Radford, Zoning and Wetlands Officer, for the record. This application is for regulated activities within the Upland Review area in conjunction with a roadway improvement project for the final portion of Maple Avenue from Route 163 to the Department of Public Works Maintenance Garage located at 225 Maple Avenue. The project site consists of approximately 5,850 linear feet. This This section of Maple Avenue lies within multiple zoning districts, including residential districts, light industrial, industrial, and government, and is mostly comprised of single-family homes, industrial buildings, and commercial businesses. There are flat grades between the DPW garage, maintenance garage, and Bridge Street, which cause poor drainage and localized ponding, which can be unsafe for the motoring public. The applicant states that this project would consist of a full-depth reclamation of existing asphalt roadway in the area between the DPW maintenance garage and Bridge Street, and the remainder of the project would be milled and overlaid with new asphalt. The wetlands have not been flagged, but have been located using aerial imagery and field observation by certified soil scientist Kyle Lynch of CLA, Inc. on behalf of the town of Montville in April of 2026. The applicant states there are two identified areas of inland wetlands within the vicinity of the project area. One is located at the northwestern limits of the project where Maple Avenue follows the outline of Rockland Pond, and the other lies in a low-lying portion of Maple Avenue. All wetlands drain into Oxabaxo Brook, which is a tributary to the Thames River and Long Island Sound. All proposed work is above an upslope of the regulated wetlands. The applicant states, quote, no direct impact to wetlands is anticipated, end quote. The applicant also states that, quote, the project proposes no change to the drainage regime, but seeks to make minor stormwater improvements, including the replacement of a section of an existing drainage pipe, which is thought to be compromised. New catch basin tops are proposed for several existing drainage catch basins, and no new catch basin structures are proposed, end quote. The applicant states that, quote, erosion and sedimentation measures will be managed by implementing erosion control devices, including inlet sedimentation controls at catch basin locations and a compost sock down gradient of disturbed soils adjacent to Rockland Pond. Provisions for seeding and site stabilization after construction are also included in the plans, end quote. Work is expected to begin in the summer of 2026 and take approximately 6 to 8 weeks to complete. The applicant finally states in part that, quote, we do not anticipate the proposed development will have any impact on the functionality on the of the on-site and nearby wetlands, end quote. No referral for comment was obtained, as this is a town project and all work has been reviewed and approved by the soil scientists Bob Russo and Kyle Lynch of CLA Engineers. No one is here tonight to present this application. Representatives from CLA will be at next month's meeting. Staff did include two motions, one to set a sidewalk if desired, and secondly to continue this until the next meeting.
I don't know that we need a sidewalk for that one. That's fairly easy to see, you know.
The classic drive-by.
Drive that way on your way home.
That's exactly how
So they're just paving it, they're not.
They're just going to mill it up and repave it.
Yeah, so it's
put in some new catch basin tops. Yeah. They do expect that they may have to replace a pipe that may be compromised, but they're not entirely sure how much of the pipe is damaged.
So with the Rand Whitney project we approved with that extension, there's no, it doesn't look like there's anything interfering with that drainage that comes from Sharp Hill over Maple, under Maple Avenue?
No, that all was corrected by what they did with the Maple Avenue project for Rand Whitney.
So where's the one that they might replace?
I believe it's marked on there.
Is it over by the old Yales? Because I know there's a lot of water that ponds over there.
So it's on page 3 of the plan. If if you can see where the guardrail is, just to the right of where the guardrail begins, there's a pipe that goes across the road. You see it right there at the top.
Okay, yep, still on them. All right.
Sure. I'll make a motion to continue application number 26, IWC 9, Maple Avenue, Montville, Connecticut, owner applicant. Town of Montville for regulated activities within the upland review area in conjunction with the roadway improvement project until the next regularly scheduled meeting on July 16th of 2026.
I second.
Mr. Russell made a motion. Could we second any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right, motion carries unanimously. Any correspondence?
None.
All right. No other business?
No.
And one more motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Seconded.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for coming.
Have a good night, everybody.
Have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
It'll be good to get Maple Avenue finished from one end to the other.
It will be, yes.